Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. The Columbus County Agricultural Fair Parade is today at 4 p.m. in downtown Whiteville, and our media partner, Columbus County TV, will be broadcasting the parade live on the Columbus County News Facebook page. The fair kicks off tomorrow, with gates opening at 4 p.m. through Thursday, 11 a.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 1 p.m. on Sunday. On Tuesday at the fair, there'll be a ceremony honoring two local fallen law enforcement officers whose names will be added to the memorial at the fairgrounds. And there's always something for everyone at the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, so be sure to make your plans to get out there this week and enjoy this big yearly event. For a full schedule of events or to purchase tickets online, you can visit the fair website at columbuscountyfair.com. The fairgrounds are located at 886 Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. In Friday high school football action, despite a Knights rally in the second half, the Whiteville Wolfpack chewed up the West Bladen Knights on Friday night with a final score of 34-7. At Calypso, North Duplin slipped past East Bladen 15-14. West Columbus held their honor at their homecoming game with a 30-18 win over East Columbus, and the South Columbus Stallions galloped past the Fairmont Tornadoes with a score of 55-36. Columbus County Sheriff's deputies have arrested a man after he allegedly threatened and assaulted a woman, then fired a shot inside a home, with the entire incident heard by 911 operators. Christopher McPherson, age 41, of Pine Log Road, is in jail under no bond. He's charged with two counts of domestic violence and assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill. He fled the scene in the September incident, but was arrested earlier on Wednesday. The North Carolina State Bureau of Investigations is reviewing a shooting after a suspect was found dead following a shootout with officers from multiple agencies in St. Paul's. The suspect in the case opened fire on officers serving a fugitive warrant, and the man then barricaded himself inside a camper with a female suspect for hours. The male suspect was later found dead of a gunshot wound after a SWAT team breached the camper. The Fraternal Order of Police has officially asked that President Donald Trump deploy the National Guard to Charlotte. The city has had two more homicides on Thursday when a teenager and an adult were gunned down in a busy uptown shopping area. Charlotte has had a 200% increase in murders so far this year over 2024. In addition to the death of Irina Zaretska, two other people were slain on Charlotte trains this year. Governor Josh Stein has signed the House Bill 307, Irina's Law, the sweeping criminal reform bill passed last week by the General Assembly. House Bill 307 tightens pretrial release for violent offenders, cuts cashless bail, establishes new rules for ordering mental health evaluations, and sets new timelines for death penalty appeals. It also allows for execution by firing squad. While the governor has been a strong proponent of mental health reforms, he also is an opponent of the death penalty. You can look for much more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Multiple students faced juvenile petitions after two teachers were struck during a fight at South Columbus High School last week. A fight off campus apparently extended into the school day, where several students allegedly went to a classroom and attacked a student. The teachers were struck while trying to break up the fight. The Columbus County Health Department will hold a drive-through flu clinic on October 10th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Be sure to bring your ID and insurance card. Self-pay is available for those with no insurance. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
Hey, Tony, where do you want to go for lunch today?
I don't know. I'm tired of the same old burgers and hot dogs. We need to have something different.
I know. Let's go to Zico's Italian Restaurant.
Hungry? Don't want to cook, but you want some great food? Call Zico's Italian Restaurant in Whiteville. Lunch or dinner. Dine-in, delivery, or takeout. For delivery, call 640-3222. Zico's Italian Restaurant, 1306 South Massa Street, Whiteville. Call ahead to order, 640-3222.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.